That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, if you go to our viral video section, we have some great boners that have been pulled by anchor people.
Ah.
There's one that we cannot play the audio on the air. It's from Philadelphia's Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman who, she's talking about the Whitney Houston song. It's one of those Good Morning Philadelphia shows.
Yeah. Hey.
She's talking about the Whitney Houston song, Saving All My Love for You.
Yes. Okay.
And she says, someone has sent them an email and wishes that she would sing the song, I'm shaving all of my, and it's a word that rhymes with huff.
Oh, my.
For you. And she says it, and the guy next to her is like, stop that. Don't. And she's like, did I say something bad?
And she's live on the air.
She's live. Now, we can't play that. We can't even beep it out.
Right.
That's on our website. Here's another one that's on our website from some other action news team.
I love it.
Where they have a problem with love video. These are both up on our website right now.
Good.
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and then she defied all odds and woke up. Well, obviously, there was a problem with that tape. She doesn't really sound like that. She doesn't remember the accident, but the evidence is clear. I am so sorry. Laura's learning to walk again after the lightning burned her legs. And we'll have more on that story and hopefully get that tape fixed for you.
Autumn color is vivid in this bright golden sunlight on this Friday morning. There's the live view from our city camera.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry. Too many TV tapes. My apologies.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
So we got the tape of the weather guy from Channel 4.
Right.
We are now going to try to get that thing from Philadelphia and play it and just beep out the word that the woman says that sounds like Huff, like Sam Huff. Uh-huh.
We can certainly say shaving, right?
Yep.
They haven't eliminated a shaving from our vocabulary, have they?
No, they're not. And it's a great one. Good. Yeah, the other one is equally good. Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
I know you don't like being called Michael, but I only call you that when it's time for legal news.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for legal news.
I'm sure you've heard this about Michael Jordan's divorce.
Yes.
I know you like divorces.
Boy, nobody loves them better.
I know you like talking about them.
Well, I'm a pro.
You like hearing about guys that are going through it.
Look it up in the book.
And you like hearing about guys who really know how to get out of a marriage and keep as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, I think it's very important. It's always nice to hear.
I'm sure you've seen the number.
I've seen one of the numbers. I'm not sure what you have.
Okay, I have the number. Do you know the celebrity who he has just beaten out for the all-time top celebrity divorce payout?
I do not know.
Michael Jordan has given his wife $168 million.
Whoa, Jesus. Wow.
Do you remember when we used to do our bits about Michael and Juanita?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, come on, baby. Oh, baby, I swear to God, I didn't do nothing on the road, baby. I'm Michael Jordan, baby.
Mm-hmm, honey.
Baby, why are you saying that stuff about me, baby?
What was the voice I used? Did I use the same voice?
I think that was it.
That was it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, look here, woman.
Mm-hmm.
I am Michael Jordan.
$160 million?
$160 million.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Now,
whoa.
The previous record holder.
Well, I think I know this.
List to me, well, if you do say it.
I think it's an executive, isn't it?
It's not.
It's an actual actor or athlete.
He's a rocker.
Oh, he's a rocker?
Oh.
$150 million. Neil Diamond.
Oh, I had no idea.
Neil Diamond paid Sweet Caroline or Cherry, whatever her name is, $150 million. Now, you got to think that she must have had, Michael Jordan, obviously, she had something on him to get that much.
Apparently.
Now, well, they both have something's made of gold.
Yes. who knew that Neil Diamond had amassed that fortune?
Right.
Oh, and who knew that Mrs. Diamond,
uh-huh.
Hey, how you doing? Pam.
Hey, listen, I'm really excited about this $150 million for you.
Mrs. Diamond, Lisa.
Thanks so much.
That's the new one, right?
I believe it's the new one. Yes, Lisa's his new one. Yeah.
She's the one that was in my band, right?
Thank you.
Is Jack Diamond, Jack Diamond a little boring?
Listen, I know it's been a tense situation. Let me pen this $150 million check for you.
Wow, 150 million. You know what I like about these stories, and I you know, I'm the last person to laugh at the misfortunes of others, but let me say, when you see the millions that these people make, when they're making so much more money than I could ever dream in my life of making, even if I hit the Mega Millions lotto ticket, right? It is very refreshing for me to see that someone else is stepping up and providing for the relationship that he left behind.
And wasn't Paul McCartney's settlement around like $250
million,
$235
million? The number that they're talking about now is like 116.
Ah.
Sadly, I know a lot about this. They've whittled it down.
Ah.
I've seen her go ballistic on every chat show. What's her name? One Love?
Heather Mills.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's her whole thing now.
And she's got some kind of new wacko publicist, too.
She says she's getting death threats. She's crying. She's screaming on TV. And I noticed that every time she goes nuts, the number that Paul McCartney is offering her is going down.
What's nice when they do these settlements is when they calculate how much she made for each year of marriage. And I know that, you know, in the case of Heather Mills, that's an astronomical amount of money because they weren't together all that long.
That's true.
They really weren't. I'm not sure how long the Diamonds were together. I'm not sure. How long they were. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Thanks a lot. All right. Here's somebody to get that check to you. Yeah.
You're special. Thanks for have a good weekend. How about Luray Caverns? You see the changing leaves?
Hey, this is a big check, but I'm going to tell you something. Mrs. Jordan is going to be getting a much larger sum, And really, when you add up what Michael Jordan makes, what I would be curious about would be for someone to calculate for me percentage of his income.
I would guess that of his empire, $168 million.
Yeah.
Maybe a quarter, a half?
I would guess a quarter.
It sounds like about a quarter. Uh-huh. Sounds like 20%. That would be a number that I would be comfortable with.
Would you?
Yes. For Michael Jordan, of course, to hear that.
Yes.
That would make me feel better.
And then he's totally off the hook, right? He doesn't owe her anything else.
Right.
So he can keep warning. He'll make that back in a year, won't he?
I think he still makes
all
tons
he's got to do
money.
Is do a couple of those awful ads with Cuba Gooding Jr. Michael, I'm wearing your underpants.
Is it Fruit of the Loom or BVD or what?
I think it's Fruit of the Loom.
It's Hanes.
That's what it is.
I don't know what it is except funny because it's great.
They're great commercials, and he'll keep earning money for
Hold on,
forever.
I got something for you, Rob. Don't go far.
Okay.
Step back up. Your microphone's not been vasectomized today.
That's excellent news for me and my microphone.
I love Fridays when they get to catch up on stuff.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. 2007.
It is.
There are places in the world where you can beat your wife, and it's considered reasonable and acceptable.
Yeah, it's called Loudoun County.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course. God bless it.
Of course you are.
Okay.
Look what you're doing for your wife.
Muhammad al-Arifi is a cleric in Saudi Arabia, uh-huh. And he was on Saudi and Kuwaiti TV counseling young Muslim men on the proper way to beat their wives.
Oh, my God.
I'm curious to see if this matches up with my method.
Okay, here you go. These are some quotes now.
Okay.
If your wife makes you angry.
And she does.
Quote, admonish her once, twice, three times, four times, 10 times. If this doesn't work, refuse to share their bed.
That's the first step.
Yeah, uh-huh. To me, that's for Carrie. What's the problem for her?
That is seemingly a reward.
She doesn't have you climbing on top of her.
That's not even tough love there.
What's the downside?
That is really like a free trip to a shopping center.
It's like praising a dog for peeing on the carpet. It's going to result in confusion.
All right, now. Again, from Saudi TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if that doesn't work?
Our big allies, incidentally, Saudi Arabians.
Good people.
What if that doesn't work? Just admonishing her and then sending her to her bedroom.
And not sharing her bed.
Right, you go to a separate bedroom.
Sweat sock full of BBs, right?
If that doesn't work, here's the quote.
What?
Beat them.
Right.
Beating in the face is forbidden.
Yes.
I agree.
Even when it comes to animals. Even if you want your camel or donkey to start walking, you're not allowed to beat it in the face.
No.
Oh, I thought they meant beating her with an animal.
If this is true for animals, it's all the more true when it comes to women.
That's true.
So when you're going to beat your wife, you should be light and not beat her in the face.
This is on television in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Educational TV.
Jesus.
Then he looks directly into the camera, and he says, quote, woman, it has gone too far. I can't bear it anymore. Beat her when it will not leave marks in places where it will not cause damage.
That's exactly right, because you don't want to get caught.
Unfortunately, yes, many husbands beat their wives only when they get mad. And when they start beating, it's as if they're punching a wall. Mm. They beat with their hands, right and left, and use their feet. It's a human being you're beating.
You never, never your feet.
This is forbidden.
This should be forbidden.
Wow, so he's on TV on an educational program, uh-huh, training people how to. These are our big allies that we're...
counseling, yeah, young Muslim men on the proper way to beat their wives.
We're counting on Saudi Arabia for the war on terror.
Obviously, we have, Jesus, certain things that we agree on and things we disagree on. The admonishing the wife. And
stop it.
But the part that's really dead on, and I recommend it to all of you people,
oh, God,
people that are here and people that are within the sound of my voice.
Okay, what?
If you wouldn't do it to your camel, don't do it to your wife.
Or your donkey.
That's where Rob starts.
Don, who, wow, has a donkey? Come on.
Oh,
I
nice
take this
to see.
Seriously.
It's nice to see they're making progress over there.
One hump or two. Mm-hmm.
Do we have that Rob Zombie PETA thing as well?
It's on that disc right there.
Better beatings.
Rob Zombie is a veg guy, uh-huh, and he's against PETA.
He's for PETA. He's a member,
sorry,
of PETA.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's for not eating animals.
Right. Pretty amazing that this guy is so loving and gentle with animals. Right. When you see some of his movies.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the last one. The name of the last one that
it
I
was,
saw.
God damn it! It was the remake. It was Rob Zombie's
Halloween that he remade.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah.
The Devil's Rejects is the last one that I saw on
Halloween
cable.
Is the last one, and it did boffo box office.
I mean, his movies are known as the most violent movies that you see on screen.
All right, so he recorded a message for PETA on all the horrible thing. Now, he's going on a rant here against Butterball Turkey.
Ah.
So here is
I just bought one yesterday.
Rob Zombie.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie on PETA's Thanksgiving Hotline. Did you know that in the wild, mother turkeys fiercely defend their babies, or that they develop strong social bonds and recognize each other by face? Yet, every year, Butterball's Turkey Talk Line answers questions about how to boil, broil, roast, and toast the bodies of these gentle, smart, and social birds.
Boil.
What Butterball doesn't tell you is that it, like other meat companies, tortures turkeys before they end up in the grocery stores. Turkeys often become painfully crippled because they are given so many drugs to make them grow so unnaturally large and that their legs splinter.
This has a lot to... This sounds kind of like the Saudi Arabian thing with, yes, uh-huh, with your wife.
Another highly disturbing piece of tape.
Wait till he talks about sexually abusing the,
oh my God,
the turkeys. Oh,
that's the bird's throats are often slit while they're still conscious and able to feel the pain. In one Butterball slaughterhouse, PETA found a worker sexually assaulting the birds and another stomping on birds' heads until their skulls exploded.
Joe Arnger.
Strange from a man who makes movies about, yeah, people's skulls exploding.
Make Thanksgiving for the birds. Call 1-800-BUTTERBALL and tell the company to stop torturing turkeys. And for delicious, animal-friendly Thanksgiving recipes, visit goveg.com. That's GOVEG.com. Thank you.
What about the vagina?
You want to roll over to Rob Zombie's house this Thanksgiving? Have a nice tofu Thanksgiving? One of those. Didn't they make the bird, the shape of a turkey out of tofu?
Yuck, yeah.
Yum,
I sure
yum.
Would like to see that video. There's some video I'd like to see of the Butterball worker.
Yeah.
Getting it on with the turkey.
Yeah, they're walking up and down those rows of cages, and they come around the corner. Oh, my God.
He's brining it.
Didn't we have a story years ago about, it wasn't even Butterball, wasn't it up Wampler Farms where a guy was doing that up in Pennsylvania?
Yes, you were right.
The guy was doing, and he was habitual.
Hello, Don and my show. He loved it.
A handsome bird.
He was addicted to it.
He loved it.
Hello.
Hello.
Once you have bird, you never go back. Hey, what's happening? Once you have... Once Tom Turkey. Once you've been inside Tom Turkey.
His friends call him Giblet on the bowling team.
What's happening?
Greetings from Las Vegas.
Hi there.
Listen, I find it kind of ironic that Rob Zombie doesn't want you eating animals. This weekend, he's going to be at the Palms with Ozzy Osbourne, who used to bite the head off a chicken.
Right.
A bat, wasn't it?
Bats.
Yeah.
Bats.
Or bat or whatever the heck it was. But, yeah, he's such a animal lover that he's headlining with Ozzy out here at the Palms this weekend.
You know, and it's not just the violence in Rob Zombie's movies. Rob Zombie's movies are just amazing in their content as far as when it is the violence, It's the torture that he does for human beings,
Don Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job taking calls. I love the fact that you stay connected with the people. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
You know, because I don't like people that much either, so I like Rob Zombie movies occasionally. Have you seen the guy that has the clown face?
When did he go from being Rob Zombie to being Rob Zombie the movie guy?
Oh, I mean, he's, you know.
When did he make that transition?
Not long ago. Rob says about 5 years ago. I think that's right, 5 years ago.
Because I totally missed him.
And I think it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He did that one, too. And it's got that one guy. Have you seen them, any of his movies?
No.
Where it's got the guy with the clown face, and he's just this big, tall, bald guy. And I think they obviously doctor the teeth that they have.
You can doctor the teeth.
And he's got these teeth. And, you know, I recommend having a few cocktails one evening and, you know, curling up by the fire and watching a nice Rob Zombie movie.
It makes Pennywise look like someone you'd want to invite to your kid's party.
It is so horrific. It really,
really, really
is.
Bad.
Yep, yeah, nasty.
I think he started directing right after he stopped his male modeling.
Hello there. It's Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, be that way.
Was it our breath? Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Number one fan. Number one fan.
Experience our hot breath. Hi.
Without a clue, listening in Tampa. No clue. So, what's up, guys?
Well, if you're not listening, then like everyone, talking about Barry Bonds.
Yes, sorry, that big controversy, you know. What will the legacy of the slugger be if he does indeed do jail time?
Last night, I had a red ass. I just about threw my TV out the window.
Really?
Get home, long day, want to just sit down, turn on, say, hi, DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Where's PTI? Uh-huh. It comes up, PTI, except PTI was preempted for the breaking news about Barry Bonds, which ESPN has now gone with 24 hours a day.
Yeah, wall-to-wall coverage.
That's all they're doing now is Barry Bonds. Seriously, who gives two Fs about Barry Bonds?
And I know it might be a weird thing to say, but you're getting more coverage about this than you did actually when he broke the record. I mean, when he broke the record, it was kind of an afterthought.
Well, people don't care about that. People don't care about him now. People don't care if he goes to jail. Who really?
Nobody cares.
Nobody.
You give 24 hours of your network to that?
You know, as much as I, you know, whatever you think about using steroids, I mean, for God's sakes, 30 years in jail? I mean, that seems a little odd, but it's not for using steroids.
It's for lying. Perjury. It's lying to a grand jury.
Lying to the grand jury. You
between,
can't do that.
Between Bonds and OJ right now, I think Michael Vick could open up a restaurant and it would be a success. I don't think anyone remembers that.
Very happy that these guys are in the headlines. Sure.
And the other thing they kept doing on ESPN, because they just couldn't fill with the nonstop Barry Bonds, they also just started going 24 hours a day A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was either, okay, Barry Bonds has been indicted. Okay, we're going to talk about that with all the same heads that we always talk about it. All right, we ran out of stuff. We're still on live TV. Hey, how about that, A-Rod?
Do you think that your average good guy athlete, you know, the guy that works hard, that's a solid performer, that has good statistics in whatever his sports are, do you think that maybe a guy like that gets a little frustrated because the dinks are the ones that are getting all the press? You know, the guys that are really stains are the ones that get all the attention. I mean, it's what everything's become now. But it's not just sports. It's everything media entertainment.
Good guys don't sell.
I know. It's ridiculous, though. You know, and the only reason, it's not even the money with A-Rod. It's really because A-Rod had the big deal with the stripper, and A-Rod's hated because, you know, he broke his little story during the World Series. And that it's not just because he's getting all this money and it's the New York Yankees. He's getting it because he's such a hump.
But my point is, it's not worthy of ESPN breaking away from regular programming for 24-hour wall-to-wall coverage. I mean, they're treating the Barry Bonds story like JFK being assassinated.
Right.
They're excited to have something new to talk about.
And, of course, he's denying it. He's denying that he lied to the grand jury. And, you know, even whatever you think about Barry Bonds, whether he did or whether he didn't, I think he did. I think it's pretty obvious that he did. But what his lawyer said, which kind of makes sense, that if he goes to trial, and this is even for Barry Bonds haters, if this guy goes to trial and he beats the rap, you know what that's going to be? That'll be what, one news cycle? One news cycle.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it'll be gone. It won't. They won't preempt PTI for that.
I never say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about something else.
That's how little Barry Bonds means to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really.
Well, everybody feels the same way. They would just want him to go away.
Right.
I mean, we all know he's a stain. He's not a popular guy, and that's, you know, part of the reason he's got this stuff going
bye
on.
Bye. Right. Okay, one more. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the tall, bald guy that Mike is talking about, his name is Sid Haig, and Rob Zombie did not do the remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. No.
But Sid Haig was in it, right?
Yeah, he's in all Rob Zombie's movies, pretty much.
And does he always wear that clown makeup?
No, he just wore that in The House of a Thousand Corpses.
That's where he made his producing writing debut in 2003. And then his first producing credit was The Devil's Rejects in 2005.
And that guy that he's talking about did wear the clown makeup also in The Devil's Rejects, because I saw that late one night.
What was that song that we used to use their song as the opening for the show?
Right.
It was like, wow, 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 wow.
Sid Haig, the clown face in the movies, has a nice southern accent, too. It's like, hello, little lady.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I missed yesterday's show, but I heard Rob's getting a vasectomy.
No, he actually changed his mind.
Well, that's good, because I was going to tell him there's something that his wife can get that's better than that, but that's good to hear.
Well, what can his wife get?
It's a E-Share procedure where there's no surgery. I don't know why people don't know about this, but
what is it?
It's they put these. You guys are gonna gross up. They put two little coils in your fallopian tubes, and your body closes your tubes up without surgery.
Is that like an IUD?
No, it's just a permanent sterilization.
Isn't it like putting a cork at the end of a tube? Right? I mean, to dumb it down, but
quite that exciting, but yes.
It was an Eastern procedure?
What's it called?
No, Essure, Essure.
It's called Jenkum. It's called Jenkum.
It will fascinate you.
My wife is a Christian Scientist and doesn't believe in surgery.
Oh, God.
Well, that was your first mistake, Rob.
Okay, goodbye, honey.
It wasn't my first mistake.
First mistake was answering this call. But thank you anyway for the call.
Toodaloo, pump.
Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.